Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Devondre, these are never good to come in and have to watch this kind of tape. What's the overall mood? This is a pretty good team. You guys are pretty resilient, but yesterday didn't go the way you wanted it to. So tell me about where you guys are mentally.
The biggest thing right now is we try not to get down on ourselves because the score may have indicated that we got blown out, yeah. But a lot of the stuff that happened was like self-inflicted, you know, like a lot of the third down plays that, you know, if we get off the field, you know, a lot of that stuff doesn't happen, you know, because they got first downs on some of those drives that resulted in touchdowns. So a lot of the stuff that happened is very correctable. And we just have to make sure that we actually correct it and not just talk about it more than anything.
That's a great point in correcting stuff. Devondre Campbell with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dan Quinn, Coach's Show, Player Spotlight. Okay, so what is in your mind and probably as a group, what are you guys most disappointed in that you know you can fix? You just said you can fix it. What's the most disappointing part about what transpired yesterday?
Kind of just what you said. When you know what's about to happen in a certain situation and you don't make the play, you know, as a defense, that's very demoralizing. When you know, like, okay, it's third and long, this is all the possible things that they can do, and then they do something out of those possible options and you don't stop it. Like, that's very frustrating. And it's controllable things. It's not anything that they did that we didn't know was going to happen. So that's what's more frustrating than anything.
Devondre, this is a different feeling for you now, having 3 years in the bank, so to speak, than it was maybe a couple of years ago when you guys, or a year ago. Mentally, is this a different deal for you to go through something like this than it was before?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely different. We've had a lot of success since I've been here. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those situations where it's very unfamiliar for a lot of people, but it's also a good thing. Because I'm glad, you know, I'm actually glad that something like this is happening. You know, like, we're going through a lot of adversity, and it just really kind of shows, well, not now, but it's going to show who we are as a team and what kind of character we have, you know, just how we go about it and, you know, the way we respond, really.
You know, it's interesting because you bring that up. Your role has also evolved, mm-hmm. not just in 3 years, but your role's evolved this year too.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Debo being down and Keanu and certainly Ricardo a couple of weeks ago, take Arch and I through that. I mean, what's it been like for you personally to kind of see things change here in the last month or so?
I wouldn't say it's too much of a big change. Just being asked to do a few different things. It's not anything that they don't think I can do or I don't think I can do or they wouldn't ask me to do it. So it's a little bit of a difference, and it's an adjustment with anything that's different. But I just feel like we just have to continue to get better, and I have to trust the process. We have to trust it as a team and don't try to go out and do too much because, you know, when you do that, that's when things get worse.
I always thought that as a player in my day when – and I lived through a lot more of these than you've had to so far. We struggled here a number of times. I remember a number of times looking up and saying, are we going to get a win? So the thing that I would always – I always kind of hung my hat on is the message the same from the coach? Because a lot of times when things start to change with the coach, then you kind of sense maybe they're panicking too. That's got to be kind of a good feeling knowing it's this, when you come in, it's the same message. You just got to go fix the things that you guys are doing wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing that I love about DQ. You know, he's not coming in this panicky mode like, man, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to change all these different things. It's just a few coaching points on offense, a few coaching points on special teams and defense. And it's all true. You know, he's not saying nothing out of the blue that we don't already know. It's just things that we have to be a lot more aware of, and we have to just correct them. You know, like, there's no sugarcoating around it. We just got to correct them. And if we don't, it's going to be a long season.
Devondre Campbell with us, the Falcons linebacker, now in his third season out of Minnesota. Grew up in Florida, of course. And everybody always says, well, man, Devondre Campbell, you know, played Minnesota, he must not be used to it. I'm like, whoa, hang on. Guy grew up in Florida. Let's take it easy on the cold weather transition. You have, and you touched on this a little bit, that yesterday's ball game probably not indicative of just a few plays here or there.
Yep.
And I mentioned that to people at Arch, and I oftentimes get asked by fans, okay, man, well, that was a tough day. Well, it really comes down to what, 4 or 5 snaps a ball game?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yesterday's ball game got decided in maybe about 4 or 5 plays. And in those 4 or 5 plays, some of them were touchdowns and some of them were just drive extending plays that eventually resulted in touchdowns. So it's not always what you think, like, oh, they just, the ball was going over our head all day, or they were breaking 50, 60 yard runs all day. Nah, that's not what happened. Like, they just made a few more plays in crucial situations, and that's kind of the tail of the tape of yesterday.
Yeah, I think I can pick out a couple plays in my mind, and they're not all on the defensive side of the ball. There were some things that went wrong. Obviously, the 3rd and 13 with about 6:40 left in the third quarter when Connor catches the screen pass. Yeah. You guys are in an 8-man drop. I know that Brooks would step in, fake an A-gap come, and then all of a sudden you got 8 people in the, and you got a number of guys there to make the tackle. You just don't make the tackle. You had talked about that. I mean, you look on the other side of the ball, and I know you don't pay attention to that side. I mean, you get an opportunity where Mohamed Sanu, we're in a 3rd and short situation. We go to Wildcat, and we jump offside. And the next play, Ryan gets sacked. So it's not just on one side of the ball. So when you think about it from a leadership standpoint, and you said you can pay all the lip service you want to it, and that ain't going to get it done. It's going to be physically going and taking care of it. But you do have a lot of young, inexperienced guys. You are a young, experienced guy. What do you say to those guys that maybe are starting to hear some of the noise? Because you guys are going to have to circle the wagons because everybody's jumping off the bandwagon
now. Oh, yeah,
definitely. So what do you say to those young guys to say, hey, you know, let that do what it's going to do. We got what we got to do in here.
I mean, my message to them is just do what you do. I mean, don't listen to what everyone says, because in a time like now when things aren't going well, everyone's going to have an opinion on how you should do things differently or how you should fix it. But you can't listen to everybody, because if everybody could do it, they would. You know, like, just do what you do and don't try to go out and do anything more than that, because that it can only get worse.
It's funny. We talk about you and Dion and Keanu as guys who've only been in this league, you know, 3 years. You got a lot of miles, though, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you ever think, in my pro football career, I could be 3 years in and be playing as much as you've played?
Honestly.
You hope it, I guess, right?
Honestly, I can't say I expected this. It's actually a blessing, you know, like, just to be in year 3 and to be able to play and have as much experience as I do. It really is a blessing, you know, because it can be a lot different. Like, I've seen guys in my position that don't have as much experience or don't get the opportunity that I do. So I really just try to make the most of it every chance I get.
All right, let's shift gears. You have not seen or looked at Tampa yet this year. You guys have been trying to adjust to what you saw yesterday against Pittsburgh. You know Tampa, though. You play them twice a year. This will be the 5th time you've gotten a chance to line up against this crowd. Jameis Winston's going to be back at quarterback. Yep. You've played against him. But it's a divisional game, and regardless of what they're going to do from an offensive standpoint, give me an importance level, and, you know, people are going to say must win, all these kind of things. What is your guys' mindset? Let's get Pittsburgh out of the way. That's gone. Mm-hmm. Fix the make the adjustments. What's this game mean to you guys? What do you guys need to do to get it done?
It's the next game. We take it day by day and week by week, and they're the next opponent on a long schedule. So we just have to take it as it is, you know, worry about them and what they do well, and just really try to take it by day and just get our game plan set in. Like, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, that's just everyone as a whole. We have to stick together and just continue to build. I mean, we're going to get it right.
It's funny because we always hear DQ talk about the process. Mm-hmm. It's important to stay in the process, right?
Yes, yes. Win, lose, or draw, you have a process. And the process that we've been through, we've won many games with it. And just because we have something going on right now, that don't mean we have to change it. We just have to continue to do what we do. And I think the biggest thing is just the details of it. Like, in some situations, that's what it is with us. That's what the case has been lately. Like, details waver here and there. It's not 10 guys messing up. It may be one guy messing up and that team exploiting that one guy's mistake. So I just think we all have to, 11 men every play, take it play by play, that good or bad, next play mentality.
Well, the one thing I will tell you, say real quickly about Devondre Campbell, I know a lot of fans will get a chance to see. This guy is a fiery, hard-nosed competitor. He's taken a very cerebral, Monday look at what happened yesterday. No reason to lose your mind now. What he's going to do is he's going to build, and I've always admired about you, and I've had a chance to be around you quite a bit, is believe me, they will be locked and loaded this weekend, and I know that the fans don't want to hear lip service. They're not going to do lip service. They'll be ready to go. Appreciate your time, brother. Appreciate
yes, sir.
You.
I appreciate you.
Thanks,
guys,
Trey. All right, Devondre Campbell with us in the Player Spotlight. The Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday from Flowery Branch. Stay tuned. More Falcons Monday coming up on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.